106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is the Kevin and Bean Show at 11 minutes after 9 o'clock. Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest rock band in the world. Oof. In the studio.
Please.
Tenacious D.
Yes. Thank you.
The flatter is too much.
Jack and Kyle in the studio with us, making an announcement about a show that you guys have, a concert.
That's right. It's a grand announcement we're making. We're putting on a concert for Katrina Relief. And it's...
Who's Katrina?
Katrina is she is one bitch. Came through town.
Wow.
Messed stuff up. Yeah, I wanted to say some bad words.
Yeah, I can't really tell you that. But you self-edited, and God bless you.
But yeah, here comes our concert announcement. thank you. Yeah.
We have some for you.
We're going to be playing 1 week from tonight, right? No.
Yeah,
one week from last night.
Yeah. Thursday, September 22nd.
At the Wiltern.
Yep.
It's Tenacious D and friends. We got Fiona Apple, David Cross, Dave Grohl, who I like to call Thunder Pants, Josh Homme, Jesse Hughes. Josh Homme, you might know from Queens of the Stone Age.
Yep, sure. Lead singer. Yeah.
Jesse Hughes from Eagles of Death Metal. Mm. Sarah Silverman and Tenacious D.
She's edgy.
She is edgy, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and Sarah. Janine Garofalo jumped on board.
Just added.
Well, I heard actually called us to be on it.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Like,
hey,
wow.
I want to throw down. I want to throw down, like, for the relief.
Everybody wants to throw down with the
D. We already had our quota of female comedians. So where do we slaughter?
So there'd be a steel cage death match between her and Sarah Silverman?
We only had one female comedian. That was our quota.
That was the quota.
Apparently,
that's all you needed?
Whoever survives gets to perform. That's the way it works.
Yeah. So Dave Grohl, Josh Homme, that's going to be great. Fiona Apple, where did she come from? She hasn't been around for a while, has she?
She's got one of the best singing voices in all of the jungle.
Now, I don't really consider her a friend.
You don't?
I mean, I've met her once. She's shy. Mm. You know, she doesn't really...
But this show is friends of the D, isn't it?
That's true.
You put in quotations.
I feel comfortable enough to give her a high five.
You do? Okay.
But we haven't shared, like, intimate secrets or anything.
I got you. No hugging going on.
Just a social hug where the private parts are, have some space in between them, and just kind of lock shoulders. Could you give her one of those hugs?
And I don't think I'm ready. Yeah, we're not to that stage.
Not to that stage.
Well, maybe after the show, if it goes well.
Yeah.
You'll be sharing that.
I heard she has to leave early, so she'll probably go on first.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
So you may not get that chance.
Get there on time.
She's not your friend, really.
Fiona Apple fans get there early, what they're saying.
We have to be truthful.
Yeah, but last time we did one for...
For the thing.
Tsunami.
Yes, the tsunami. Thank you.
And, you pronounce the T in that?
No,
I don't. But. Tsunami.
And
tsunami.
Am I imagining it, or did we bring the roof down because we rocked so hard?
That's, we raised it.
First you raised it, then you brought it down.
Yep. So if you know what you're doing, you're going to go buy tickets to this one.
We only do aquatic benefits.
Is that right? Only for water?
Every time we turn around, you guys are raising some money for some cause.
Yeah.
I know, and where's mine?
You make the rest of us feel pretty bad about ourselves, too, because you do a lot of charity stuff.
You know what, though? We weren't down there in the crap water.
I know.
Pulling boats.
A lot of people
like
went
Sean
down
Penn.
There. Yeah. Sean Penn was pulling a boat full of peeps.
In crap water.
But did you see that his boat in the crap water sank? Did you see that?
No,
he was bailing.
Had a leak in it.
Well, no, that
bailing
was...
out water.
You know what? There was a rumor that there was a leak, and it was on all the newspapers and stuff.
Right.
But he said, no, man, there was no leak. It was over. It was filled with water because it was filled with the people I rescued. It was over.
I read it that he was mad about the leak rumor. Yeah.
Jack Black is Sean Penn in Katrina.
Was that a good Sean Penn?
That was nice.
In a world.
It was back in the Spicoli days.
Yeah, exactly.
Are Katrina and the Waves playing? Did we get
them? Oh, would you stop?
Stop with that. You guys can do the song, though. You guys can do her Sunshine song.
Walking on Water.
Certainly. Certainly. You guys brought guitars today? Are you going to play a little music for us?
Yeah, we brought the guitars just because we figured we that's just what would have been.
That's
expected.
What you guys do, absolutely.
If we didn't bring the guitars, peeps would be pissed.
We don't really do it anymore.
The whole music thing?
We've gotten to a point where we hire people.
Is that right? You do the press and then somebody else is the D?
We're going to be unmasked. There's Boy Johnny.
Boy Johnny bringing in the guitars now. Excellent.
Thanks, dude.
We call him Boy Johnny because he appears boyish.
He does, yes,
yeah,
thank you.
True.
So we're going to take a quick break before you guys play, but again, Tenacious D, Dave Grohl, Josh Homme.
That guitar's interrupt us right now.
No, you're not. I'm going to rock right now.
Yeah, we're going to rock.
I squeezed in a little before the break.
Fiona Apple is going to be there, Sarah Silverman, David Cross, Janine Garofalo, and a whole bunch more, and it is the tickets are $65 to $100.
What?
because you're raising money for a good cause.
No and comps.
Tickets go on sale today at noon at all Ticketmaster outlets. Today at noon.
Does that mean Ticketmaster.com as well?
Can you go ahead? I imagine so, yes.
Awesome.
So we'll return with some live music from Tenacious D next on K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q.
Dude, they are rocking the house.
Kevin and Bean Show. Man. Tenacious D in the house.
You should hear the show off-air, the one that's happening during the commercials, man.
It's so much better. Do you guys have that? Do you guys put out, like, CDs, K-R-O-Q?
Too hot for radio.
No, it turns out we don't. You guys got some music for us today? We're talking about this Tenacious D benefit. It's a benefit for Katrina, Tenacious D, and Friends.
Yeah.
Dave Grohl and Josh Homme and Fiona Apple and Sarah Silverman, David Cross and Janine Garofalo.
Thursday, September 22nd, 8 p.m. at the Wiltern, which is a great place to see a show, by the way, if you've never been there. Tickets go on sale today at noon. All Ticketmaster outlets, Ticketmaster.com as well. And all the proceeds go to help the Katrina victims, which is pretty cool.
There you go.
Are you sure it's not one of those fake ones?
We're not sure. The FBI's checking
you guys
out.
We're taking you guys' word for it.
The tickets are $65 to $100. Are the better seats the ones up front? Is that the $100?
Or
the ones in the back are $100?
Weirdly, no. The ones where you can sit down are the $100, and those are kind of, you know, up in the balcony.
All right, but the ones where you're, like, right there in the mosh pit, those are $65.
$65 bones.
Oh, what a deal.
Great. Let me tell you something, though. You don't want to be in the mosh pit for the D.
We have three $500 seats you can sit in Jack's car.
Is that right?
That's great.
During the show?
During the show.
Call me crazy. I wanted to charge more. I think this is a bargain.
It is a bargain.
I was like, when it sells out, it should be like supply and demand.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be right
there. Oh, it will be. Don't worry.
That's why we should charge more.
It'll
go right to eBay, and that kind of stuff is where they'll be getting the money, unfortunately.
Apparently it's important that the show sells out in 3 hours. Otherwise, it's a failure. It took us 2 days to sell out. They're slipping.
That is the way they look at it,
Katrina,
unfortunately.
Katrina victims will be pissed if you guys don't sell out at least in one day. We don't want their money if they're not that popular. That's what they'll say.
Can you guys give a little taste of what people are going to see? I know you can't give them the experience. But.
Well, you missed the visual on radio, but maybe you can.
Yeah.
Can we?
Well, we'll probably play this next song, except that when we play it there, it'll have all the cuss words intact. I'm going to do a special version.
Do your best.
Do I have to bleep on you? Or are you gonna...
How long is your delay?
Well, the problem with the delay is if I hit it, it'll sound like a record skipping. It won't sound good.
Okay. I'm going to do my best. I'm going to do my best to take them all out. Yeah. It's called The Government Totally Sucks. All right.
The government totally sucks for Mother Hubbard. The government totally sucks. Ben Franklin was a rebel indeed. He liked to get naked while he smoked on the weed. He was a genius, but if he was here today, the government would offer up his rights, you say. Now let me tell you something about the government. They're effing up the environment. They're taking all the beautiful animals and making them effing extinct. The government totally sucks, your Mother Hubbard. The government totally sucks. The government totally sucks. 'Cause the land of love and freedom is just a baby's breath away. And if we hold hands together, we can bring back the USA. The USA. Bring back the USA. The loving USA. Bring back the US. Government totally sucks.
Oh, yeah. Gentlemen.
Very nice. Look at that.
Oh, thank you.
Fantastic.
The studio audience.
All right,
they're so polite. They're so polite.
They start slowly, but then they build.
And then they stopped abruptly. I mean, I got that going for them.
That's the thing about them, yeah. You guys put so much of your heart and soul into that song.
Yeah.
We did.
We had to put a lot of paprika on it.
Sure, of course. Of course. I got to tell you guys, I didn't think when Tenacious D started, nothing personal, that it would still be going this
You've
at this time.
You've never liked
this. Yes, I have.
You're right, Kyle. He never did.
I have, but look at Jack and his career's going crazy and he's in this King Kong and everything. I just figured at some point it was going to go away. It's too good to be true.
Well, it could fizzle still.
You know what I'm saying?
There's still that opportunity.
I'm hanging by a thread.
You are.
I mean, let's face it.
Okay. Does he return your calls generally?
No. I have to text.
I was texting.
You were happy when a hurricane hit? You were like, yes, I can do another show.
Another charity. No money again.
Thank you. It's kind of like K-Rock, though. When I was a kid, it was all about KMET.
Right.
I ever grew up here in Southern California.
Sure.
It was all about Van Halen and KMET. And then K-Rock came around, and all of a sudden, KMET just was destroyed. Yeah. Demolished. Because the kids were listening to punk rock.
It was so big at the time.
Like, no one's listening to, metal. They all love the punk rock on K-Rock. They destroyed my favorite
radio station. So you never liked us, pretty much, is what you're saying.
Well, I'm starting a new radio station.
You are?
Yeah, it's called K-Roodle-Doodle. Because the kids aren't listening to punk rock anymore.
What?
They're listening to Roodle-Doodle. I'm K-Roodle-Doodle. It's just something to get you guys back.
I'll tune in. I'm looking forward to K-Roodle-Doodle.
And now that we've lasted this long, how do you like us now?
Fantastic. Better than ever. You guys get better with age.
Why are you scowling over there?
Omar, why are you scowling?
Speaking of feature films, isn't there a Tenacious D feature film in the works?
I would not feel good about plugging Tenacious D in The Pick of Destiny coming out next spring.
What's the title again? I'm sorry to catch
it. We're trying to plug a benefit.
I know, but I didn't catch the title.
We're not going to plug Tenacious D in The Pick of Destiny.
Yeah, well, it's all right. If they ask, we can talk about it.
Exactly. I'm asking.
All right. All right.
When might that happen?
Well, we're done making it. We filmed it, and now we're editing it. And
I'm not doing well in the editing room.
No,
really? Yeah. I cut you all out.
There's actually a CGI character in place of
me. Jar Jar Binks types Kyle. Is that what you're saying?
You miss a massa. What's a good?
You like your music, Jagger?
I like that.
I think,
like floppy ears.
It is.
It's so damn good. I think it's going to be bigger than King Kong. We're putting them out at the same time, the same day they open.
Don't get nuts, Jack.
No.
That's not going to happen. Who directed the D movie?
It's our friend Liam Lynch.
Oh, sure. My United States of whatever.
Exactly.
I think that's haunting him now.
Is it? He hates that now? United one of those? States.
Well, it's one of those, it's...
Well, his fault for making it so damn catchy. Yeah,
why would that haunt him? It's his it's his kick-ass breakthrough nugget on the radio.
On K-Roodle-Doodle.
I think K-Roodle-Doodle is the play of that. I think he considers himself more of a director.
I think he's proud of his tasty accomplishments.
Jack, I gotta tell you, I love you in movies. I love School of Rock. I love all that kind of stuff. But I saw you in a clip for King Kong, and I just thought, and I don't mean this as an insult, but I thought, how did Jack Black get that gig in King Kong? That's a real big monster movie.
Yeah, I know.
You're
what you
usually
mean.
In the smaller, little, better movies.
I know. Who would you have thought should have?
I just thought,
what would Nick Cage be like?
Look at the size of that gorilla. That's a big effing ape.
Yeah. I know.
Now, when is that one coming out?
That one comes out December 14th.
December 14th. And you're going to go right up against it with the Tenacious D movie?
Yeah. No, we're going to come out a little bit later.
Oh, okay.
Give it a chance.
We're trying something different. We're actually releasing the DVD 3 months before the motion picture comes out.
Is that right?
That's smart.
To capitalize, yeah.
It also cuts down on piracy, DVD piracy.
In China, it's already out.
Is that right? Well, and everybody's seen it and likes it. And now when it comes to the movie theaters... Yeah. No one's going to go.
Yeah.
No, it'll come out.
I mean, everyone will go.
Yeah.
I'd like to tell you the exact date, but who knows? The studio doesn't have to release it even. They can they're going to watch the when we're done with it.
Is that right?
Then they're going to strategically decide when the best time to release it.
There was a lot of talk about the Wedding Crashers slot.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
We have a salty comedy in the middle of summer.
Yeah.
So basically, you're going to give it to them, and you're just going to wait, and then they're going to meet in a room someplace else and talk about it behind your back.
Smoky back room. Yeah.
And then they're going to say, "Yeah, we have a pretty busy
deal with Delta Airlines."
Yeah.
We need some content.
Yeah. It may come out only on the PlayStation Portable.
Well, we're putting out a D-Pod.
D-Pod. Excellent.
Excellent. It only holds D songs. That's it.
That's it.
Do we have time for one more song?
Yeah, can we talk you guys into one more, would you mind?
Before we go? You guys
all right.
Shoot
them out. What do we got?
Let's go with, it's going to be hard to... How did I do on the editing?
Very
good. Bad words?
Magic.
Yeah.
Perfect. Very good. I know that's tough.
Let's go with this one. Need a microphone.
sorry.
I did not mean to blow your mind, but that crap happens to me all the time.
All right, stop.
Ouch.
Wow.
That's gotta hurt.
Wow.
My pipes are, yeah. I need to, like,
I think I was supposed to end there or something.
I can't sing that song without having
some
breakfast.
We've never even done
first.
That.
You had an aneurysm red, right yes. in front of our eyes.
Did I turn really red?
You did, yeah.
Your eyes are now bloodshot. You've blown something out. I'm not sure what
it's
it is.
A visual.
Well, here's the thing. I had a deep tissue massage yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the lady really went deeper than I've ever had before.
Right.
She was cracking stuff and moving stuff
that's
around.
That's not right. They're not supposed to crack
organs
stuff.
Were being, like, squeezed. Not
is that right?
I meant like
fantastic.
I meant like
the kidney.
Your
internal organs.
The intestines were being shoved around.
I see.
And then at the end of it, she was like, "This is the first time I've had a deep tish from this particular masseuse." Mm-hmm. At the end, she was like, "Yes, you have fat on your neck and your skull. You have to be careful, or you will have a stroke." And
where was she from?
She started telling me all these things that were wrong with it. And then I was like, I don't have a lot of neck fat. She's just telling me how in danger I am so that I hire her again.
Because
I think, oh my God, if I don't hire her to rub
die.
My neck fat, I'm going to die.
Right. Neck wow. fat.
But now that you guys wow. say I'm singing and I look all red,
yeah,
maybe she's right.
Is
maybe.
Neck fat a big fear? I've never really heard of that.
She was saying neck fat is directly responsible for 90% of the strokes in China.
Never heard of that.
Oh, yeah. And you don't want Kyle having a charity concert for you, you know, in 6 months. That'd be
let's
bad.
Hope not.
Be sad,
let's
wouldn't it?
Kyle and friends, you know. They wheel you out or something on a hand truck. That'd be bad.
And then the Teenage Zeal be Kyle and Nick Cage.
F the government. I often hate them.
All right, Tenacious D, it's a benefit for Katrina. Tenacious D and friends, Dave Grohl, Josh Homme, Fiona Apple, Sarah Silverman, David Cross, Janine Garofalo. It sounds like you're adding people every day.
Yeah, you never know who else will pop up.
And tickets go on sale today at noon at all Ticketmaster outlets, and it's next Thursday night, this coming Thursday night at the Wiltern.
Very cool.
We're
still waiting to hear from Bono. Haven't
have you put out
yet.
The feelers, so to speak?
No, I haven't sent out a Bono
You
feeler.
Haven't done that at all. No. You're just waiting for him to interrupt your life.
Well, that is a really tasty cover.
I almost had it.
Wow. Thank you, Kyle. That was great.
We almost got out on a high note.
That was a moment, wasn't it?
You wanted a high note.
We'll be right back on K Riddle Doodle.